the first time in Odyssey history that three people took three different plots in the same show mm-hmm. was Grand Opening, mm-hmm. Parts 1 and 2, and which I thought was a very interesting experiment, if nothing else, yeah. just to see, okay, because I took the Wits End and them finding the cameras, I took that plot, and then John, you took the kids plot with Alex and Cal, mm-hmm. and Kathy, you took the Connie and Mitch plot.
Of course,
mm-hmm. no one else should control them but me.
It's a control issue.
I think much of you guys, one of the most fun parts about writing, I think one of the most fun parts is when you're writing something and all of a sudden just starts flowing and you start laughing while you're writing. It's like, it's just, oh man, this is the fun. It's like, and you hope other people do too, but I remember with the kids writing about how they would figure out, we know who Aram is.
Aram, air, hot air, blue, fly, butterfly.
Butterfly.
Where some of those came from was from the message boards.
Yes, yes.
People were trying to figure out who Aram was, and yeah. they were saying, okay, the EM stands for Eugene Meltzner.
Yes.
So what does the AR stand for? And
we worked it into the script. And yeah,
we put all that stuff, we put all those theories into the script.
Take the M off the end of Aram and put it at the front of the name. And what does it spell? Mare. Right. Don't you get it? The Mare of Odyssey. Mare Margaret Fay.
Ooh.
Well, I remember the yeah. actors having a really good time with that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And having
yeah.
fun in the studio with mm-hmm. that.
And I remember the Scarlett Palmer, who plays Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She comes up. Wait a second.
Who is Aram?
We can't tell you.
Oh, you just don't know.
Actually, we do.
Oh. Can you give us some kind of hint or riddle?
Aram.
Oh, now I get it.
Sometimes we put, you know, jokes in the show just to give ourselves a laugh when we're doing our read-throughs and things like that. And they're supposed to be taken out before we actually record.
Right.
When we do a scene, like when on the script we do like scene 8 and we put the location of where they are and what's happening in that scene. And so I thought, well, just to see if anybody catches that, I'll do scene 8, Tom's house, Tom is peeling apples. And nobody really, I don't know, maybe we caught it, maybe we laughed about it, whatever, but and somehow it stayed in the script and it never got deleted when we actually recorded. And so we didn't think much of it. And then when we're in the playback of the show after it's all been recorded and Bob had done the sound, had done the sound on it, and we're like, we get to the scene where Tom and Whit are talking and like, what is that noise? Is he cutting with his hair? Like, that's like, we couldn't figure it out.
Since I was producing the shows at home, I just went in the kitchen and had an apple and an apple peeler, and I literally peeled an apple, so it was, like, very accurate.
After the playback, it dawned on me, wait a minute. And I go back to the script, and I see that, and I go, oh, my goodness.
Because, of course, Bob got the script, and it was still in there, so he thought, oh, okay, well, I guess they're peeling apples.
I didn't know it was a joke, so we just do what we're told.
So we ended up cutting the apple sound effects completely out of that scene. Mm-hmm. And I think I made you call Bob Luttrell and apologize for that, because I'm sure he put some effort into doing these
15 apples.